Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, February 20th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In lottery and rush news, the revival of Othello, beginning previews early next week at the Ethel Barrymore Theater, will offer $49 digital lottery tickets for every performance, pending availability. The day before a performance, visit rush.telecharge.com for a free entry of up to 2 tickets per person. Entries are open from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m., with winners being drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Othello is one of this spring's hottest tickets, with both Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal leading the cast. Rush and lottery policies were also just announced for Buena Vista Social Club, the new musical beginning previews tomorrow at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. They, too, will have a $49 digital lottery through rush.telecharge.com. The same rules as Othello apply. In addition, they will offer a $45 in-person rush the day of a performance. Up to 2 tickets per person can be purchased upon the Schoenfeld's box office opening. The tickets are first come, first serve. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of Broadway's Hamilton, the United Palace will screen a series of recent films throughout 2025 starring original Hamilton cast members. After each planned screening, attendees are welcome to stay for a talkback with Lin-Manuel Miranda, a frequent patron of the venue, as well as the cast members starring in that evening's screened film. Screenings are to include 2020's One Night in Miami with Leslie Odom Jr. on June 2nd, 2021's West Side Story with Ariana DeBose on April 28th, and the 2024 documentary Satisfied with Renee Elise Goldsberry on March 10th. Details for additional screenings on May 5th and September 7th will be announced closer to the events. Free tickets for each date will be made available on March 3rd, and they will go fast. For more information and to register, visit unitedpalace.org. The United Palace is located at West 175th Street and Broadway in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends has scheduled a benefit performance for early in its Broadway run. Scheduled for April 2nd, the evening will begin with a pre-show champagne reception at 5 p.m. Following a 6 o'clock performance, benefit ticket holders are welcome to make their way over to Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse for dinner. The proceeds from the performance and the dinner will go to the nonprofit Manhattan Theater Club and support them in creating a diverse repertoire of plays and musicals. To learn more, contact information has been provided for Jonquil Scholar, Director of Special Events at Manhattan Theater Club. Her office number is 212-399-3000, extension 4147. You can also email her at jschaller@mtc-nyc.org. Old Friends begins previews March 25th, opens April 8th, and runs through June 1st at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. The production is now playing through March 9th at Center Theater Group in Los Angeles before its Broadway run. And finally, today in cast album news, the original Broadway cast recording of Swept Away will be released on April 25th on CD and vinyl. In fact, 2 different vinyl copies will be made available. One is in blue, and the other is in a limited edition blood red. Both of them are now available for pre-order at joymachinerecords.com/store. The album was recently released February 7th on digital and streaming platforms. Swept Away played its final Broadway performance on December 29th at the Longacre Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.